Libya also has vast oil deposits, but that North African country has long suffered from a shortage of water. Until, that is, scientists discovered fresh water in the most unlikely of places, the Sahara Desert. From Tripoli, NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
For the past quarter century, Libya has been constructing a massive public works project with a most unusual name.
You see, this is the Great Man-Made River Project. It's the dream of all Libyans.
It's called the Great Man-Made River Project, and Dr. Ali Alagab is one of its managers.
Because all Libyans have participated and paid from their pockets to execute this project. For very good reasons.
Decades ago, Libyan officials realized there wasn't enough fresh water to meet the demands of the growing population, which is concentrated along a narrow strip of Mediterranean Sea coast. While digging for oil in southern Libya, prospectors discovered water in the last place you'd expect on Earth, deep below the Sahara Desert. Saad Al-Garyani, a professor of water sciences in Tripoli, explains.
20,000 years ago, there was heavy rainy episodes in the desert in the Sahara. The Sahara was not always a Sahara like this.
Garyani sports a long gray beard and a black beret inspired by a meeting with Che Guevara in the 1960s. He says the water in the Sahara presented the government of Libya's flamboyant leader, Muammar Gaddafi, with a dilemma.
They faced a very interesting question of whether to take people to water or bring water to people.
Libya's solution was to pump water to the people. Fueled by Gaddafi's revolutionary rhetoric and by billions of dollars in oil revenues, the project was launched in 1984 on a monumental scale. I'm walking through a sample stretch of pipeline from the Great Man-Made River Project. It is more than 12 feet high, 12 feet wide. You could drive a truck through this pipe. And this has been laid for hundreds and hundreds of miles through the Sahara Desert to carry water from under the Sahara Desert to Libya's coastal cities. It took more than a decade to finish the first phase of the project. But today, every time you turn on a faucet in the major coastal cities of Tripoli, Benghazi, or Sirte, you're getting water that's been pumped some 400 miles from under the Sahara. And the man-made river continues to grow. Last month, the Libyans opened the taps and began filling the Grand Omar Mukhtar Reservoir, said to be the second largest of its kind in the world. This massive man-made lake is more than a half mile in diameter, with concrete walls more than 100 feet high. The reservoir overlooks brown, arid plains where dust storms reduce visibility to less than 50 feet. But it is here that you also find new irrigated fields of corn swaying in the wind. Dr. Ali Alagab of the Great Man-Made River Project says in coming years the reservoir will be used to help irrigate tens of thousands of acres of new farmland.
Now we are fighting back the desertification, and we are transforming this to a green agricultural development.
It's an ambitious and somewhat idealistic plan, but is it sustainable?
How long can the Sahara Desert supply this water? Is it going to run out?
Well, as in a scale, I mean, run out, no. At least for now. They plan for 50 years for the economy of the project. All the analysis is done for 50 years, either like the life expectancy of the pipe network and all the appliances, or, the water resources there is capable of going that far.
Skeptics have heaped criticism on the man-made river, which, according to one informed expert, cost at least $18 billion to build. Over the years, it's been labeled everything from a ridiculous vanity project, which may lose as much as 30% of its water due to evaporation, to a possible cover for covert Libyan military activities. The government of Muammar Gaddafi vigorously denies these charges and continues to call its man-made river the eighth wonder of the world. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tripoli.